Resuming where the giants left off. One of the most nefarious things you will ever hear as a young person is, "You need to graduate so that you can get a job." Above all, you shouldn't get a flimsy job. You need to run your own business, one that you can trust. One that is born from years of learning how to launch successful startups. That is what high school should be for. Teaching you how to build a firm foundation for all of your future. But the really bad part of that sentence sneaks up on you the way indoctrination does. Because you are led to believe that education is merely about succeeding in life. To paraphrase Erica Goldson, you go through indoctrination to get a job. Here, all the huff and puff award-winning teachers would stop me and say that no one believes that. But they are just shielding their minds from examining the big lie of standardized education. And things are far worse than school will get you a job. Schools are ineffective. Teachers can't teach. The standardized curriculum forces people into memorization and never comprehension. School is a kind of a prison where kids are kept under the threat of being held back, of being ridiculed, and of having a low GPA or ruining the rest of their life. And it, of course, gets even worse because these threats scare the students away from saying, "But hey, Miss Headache, I am not learning anything." Because then the teacher will say, with sarcasm and a kind of stupid hate, "Well, then maybe you should repeat the class." That's all they ever say. It is not only that students are forced to believe that education is about getting a job, like how low can you get, but that they are tricked to participate in ineffective education by life-destroying threats. It must be noted that bullies only get worse when a person is held back. The child then becomes refuse to them. And as a result, just to protect themselves, they may become a bully. In part to prove themselves, in part to show that they can be violent too. Not to mention the drug use, where children are tricked into thinking everyone should try it because everyone does it, and those who do get bragging rights. Well, that's a failure of education right there. Award-winning educators have no arguments to make here. Just like church leaders can't apologize for all the evil done in the name of some fantasy. In fact, real and authentic and effective education is everything. It is our intellectual inheritance. We must promptly recognize that there are two kinds of education. One that is effective, and one that is ineffective. At the moment, as far as we know, effective education must be self-driven or curiosity-driven, where curiosities combine to create a body of knowledge greater than any school can teach. Ineffective education, or the church of knowledge, is just pretending to learn to pass enough tests in order to graduate, but not really retaining anything, and not with any comprehension. Retention demands the gravity that only personal curiosity can provide, as it comes with the never-ending returns to further one's hobbies throughout their entire existence. The better name for effective and authentic education would have to capture the following: helping people grow out of misinformation or indoctrination in order to help them resume at the point where the great beings of previous generations left off. Therefore, there are two strong alternatives to the word education that come to my mind: advancement of humankind, or the much shorter, progress. Here, teachers will not be able to create a false picture of education, as advancement and progress are about betterment and growth, and have nothing to do with threats and stagnation. To all my critics, to allow the fraud of ineffective education is to drive the world into a corner and potential self-destruction. You do not want to be on that side of history. I encourage all my contrarians to argue the smaller points beneath. We must all agree that ineffective or downright fake education can only lead to a certain end. To choose progress over fraud and bickering is to create a future without poverty, or need for weapons of mass destruction, for that matter. It is not borders that divide us, but indoctrination, bad ideas, and varying levels of ineffective education. The first generation of children that starts their reading, writing, and arithmetic in an institution stating loud and clear that it exists for the purpose of advancement of humankind will proudly fight like hell to actually advance humankind, and not merely go out with a whimper of the not quite and never enough and the ever so heartbreaking, "I can't, I have a job now." No one should be cursed to merely get a job by performing in ineffective schools, and then be sentenced to helplessly wonder how could things turn out this bad. Fake education may very well be set in cement for now, but all you need to do to help your children out of this nightmare is to clearly state that standardized education is ineffective or fake, simply for the reason of teachers and all involved in schooling getting paid. Help your children to narrated books and guide them to get to know every great human being held in high esteem by all the world's clear-thinking intellectuals, so that your child can inherit their culture. Finally, my last word is to the teachers. Your students are behaving the way they are because the moment you trick them into memorization to merely pass your tests and then stamp them with grades, they understood that you sold them out and that you are not worthy of their time, respect, or attention. Who do you think they are? They're just as smart as you. It is never too late and never too soon to rise up and learn to teach for real, so that your students receive an effective and authentic education that will help them, and in turn the world, advance.